Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hello, hello. Welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I am dedicating tonight's show to Sagittarius. That is because the sun moves into Sagittarius on Thursday, where it will be until December 21st. So on tonight's show, everything is Sagittarius, which will be affecting all of us, as will the full moon also on Thursday. We have a full moon in Gemini. That's the other headline of the week. And also we have nebulous Neptune turning direct. It has been retrograde, which feels like never ending. But let me take a look here. Since June, Neptune has been retrograde, and it finally turns direct on Saturday. So I will be talking. There is a lot to say for tonight's show, so I'm just going to dive straight into it and talk about Sagittarius first, because this show is for all you archers out there. So what can we expect with the sun in Sagittarius from this Thursday, the 22nd, through December 21st? And, of course, with this influence, it will depend on how this transit affects the planets in your birth chart or your natal chart. And if you don't know where your planets are besides your sun sign, go to my website, get a free chart wheel, theastrologer.com/chartwheel. And each week you can follow along to see how the weekly planetary influences are affecting you. So this week with Sagittarius, the sun in Sagittarius, many of us might be feeling an urge to broaden our horizons. However that may be, the daily grind could feel stifling, and we want to break free from what's become ordinary or even routine, because Sagittarius is a very exciting sign. It's very much about, it's the philosopher, the explorer, the adventurer, the risk taker, and stepping outside our comfort zones, entering into unknown territories. That's what Sagittarius is all about. And if we do that, if we choose to step outside our comfort zone, we will be rewarded with fresh inspiration and a higher perspective on our life and everything in it. So this is also a great time while the sun is in Sagittarius, as well as Mercury, which of course is retrograde, and Jupiter. So we've got the sun, Mercury, planet of communication, and Jupiter, which is the ruling planet of Sagittarius. So there's a lot of Sagittarian influence at the moment. So this is a great time to travel. So travel will feed our adventurous spirit. And if you can't leave the country, because not everyone can just jump on a plane and head off overseas somewhere, at least take a day trip to a neighbouring town or a place where you've never been before. So remember, this influence of Sagittarius is all about broadening our horizons, expanding our view. Even if it's, especially if you're not in California, the wilderness might be calling to you. So a hike in the woods or a camping trip. These types of things will restore vitality, help us reconnect with our inner truth. Also, any sort of intellectual travel, even watching a travel show, might satisfy some of us if we can't really get outdoors. Or, you know, attending lectures, taking classes. Or even talking to people who see the world very differently from ourselves. So this is how we can expand ourselves or broaden our horizons or grow in some way. You know, the influence of Sagittarius is very much about philosophy. So, you know, philosophizing about the meaning of life and taking a closer look at our beliefs and, as I said, our worldview. Many of us might become more interested in religion and spirituality at this time. Might be good to try a meditation practice or go on a vision quest of some sort. So exploring a range of belief systems and different cultures than what we've grown up with can help us really get a better sense of, you know, what we believe or what's out there or, you know, the meaning of life, that type of thing. This is the influence of Sagittarius. So, you know, the aspects that the sun in Sagittarius will be making during this time from the 22nd of November through December 21st, and I'm looking here at the calendar as I'm saying all this, and I see that between November 25th and the 27th, there's going to be this the stellium that I mentioned. Now, a stellium means three or more planets together. And so the stellium that we have between the 25th and 27th of November is the Sun, Mercury retrograde, and Jupiter, which sits all around 4 degrees of Sagittarius. So if you're an Aries born in March, a Leo born in July, or a Sagittarius born in November, then this is very relevant to you. And that's November 25th through the 27th. Or if you have any planets in early degrees of the fire signs, this is news. This is really big news because it's all about speaking up and doing it in a way where we will be heard. But, you know, of course, there's always a but with astrology, right? So Mercury is retrograde, so just be careful with communication. So in other words, try not to embellish or exaggerate anything that you're talking about. And the stellium will also be making a square to Mars in Pisces. So when I put all these together like that, Mercury retrograde is part of the stellium with the square to Mars in Pisces, you know, the red flag here is do not blab, gossip, or exaggerate. Really. Otherwise, you know, this is a great energy. If it wasn't for the Mars or even the Mercury retrograde, it's like Sun, Mercury, and Jupiter together is a really great charismatic type of influence where, you know, we can capture other people's attention. Now, the Sun coming together with Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, it really is all about mental activities. And, you know, as I said, philosophizing and really looking at something from a bigger picture. We might also be looking at something from the past because of the Mercury retrograde, or redoing or reevaluating what has gone on before. It's a really great time for writing, you know, journaling, blogging, articles, stories, that type of thing. It's a great time for correspondence of any type. Publishing, that falls under the domain of Sagittarius and Jupiter, and also studying and, you know, signing up for a class or a course falls into this realm as well. There's definitely a playful energy in the air, especially this week with the full moon in Gemini. So this would be a great time for sort of games or puzzles, or, you know, networking or getting together with other people, that type of thing. And with the Sun forming a conjunction to Jupiter, this is fantastic energy. This is incredible where, you know, where our spirits are elevated. There's a lot of optimism and goodwill. People are feeling, you know, there's an inherent faith in the future and increased certainty in the goodness of humanity, and everyone's generous. You know, we're giving liberally to those in need, and there's acts of goodwill and benevolence, and, you know, that will extend far beyond expectations. So this is when the Sun comes together with Jupiter, both in Sagittarius. There's also, like, interest in subjects like religion, philosophy, higher education. And it's a really good time, and this is, and I'm speaking specifically next week, when, or even now, but next week in particular, when there's an exact aspect between the Sun and Jupiter, and of course the Mercury retrograde. It's a really good time to make an announcement or broadcast ourselves, or let others know about something that we've been doing. And I mentioned, you know, it's a great time for travel, or even like planning a trip overseas. If that's possible. If that's not possible, even eating out at an international restaurant or cuisine that you might not have tried before. So it's anything, the whole idea about this is to, like, expand our horizons and do things we don't ordinarily do. So, you know, also with this energy, so it's the Sun, Mercury retrograde and Jupiter all in Sagittarius. It's like our minds are really stimulated and, you know, we'll be craving new knowledge because Sagittarius is the sign of the teacher and also higher learning or being focused on one area of learning in particular. So it's like we get broad concepts at this time and we're very receptive to it. It's like we're a sponge. We need to know more and more. So it's like the bigger the idea, the better. And, you know, mental stretching of our mind or mental flexing is really good with this energy as well. It's like, you know, it might be time to explore the heights and depths and edges of any subject. You know, many of us, especially the fire signs, Aries, Leo and Sagittarius, will be responding to new information so much more and absorbing so much more and lots of information, not just fleeting bits of gossip, but really in-depth chunks of information. It's quite an inspirational energy. It's all the Sagittarian energy with the Sun, Mercury and Jupiter here. The only flip side to that is try not to preach too much. Try not to exaggerate or talk too much or in a loud voice or be overly confident in our ideas. You know, there's a flip side to everything in astrology. So, you know, here with this fantastic energy, Sun, Mercury, Jupiter conjunct all in Sagittarius, try to stay humble. So that, you know, we're willing to expand ourselves and our horizons because we're feeling so hopeful and optimistic. But, you know, on the flip side of that is it's like my vision as I'm saying that is, you know, standing up and we're beating our chest. It's like that's not necessary. It's like it's okay to feel good, but let's not overdo it. Also, as I mentioned, there's a square, which is a challenging aspect, to Mars in Pisces. Now, Mars is the planet of action and assertion, and it's not too happy when it's in Pisces. So there's already, like, an uncomfortable energy going on, and so that's forming this square or this challenge to this really upbeat, optimistic energy. So what that tells me, because also the Mercury is retrograde, that it's very much about we need to take care with things that might have been said or done in the past and the repercussions of that at this time, especially if you're a mutable sign. The mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius and Pisces. You might have to go back and revisit something that has been said. And it could be something that was said perhaps from an emotional point of view, or it came out without thinking. And now it's sort of like many of us might be backpedaling to sort of fix what we had blurted out previously. Now, with this energy of Mars, it's a little bit more sort of reserved than what it normally would be, because Mars, warrior planet Mars, is with Pisces. Pisces is a very gentle energy, so the two energies don't really go well together, they clash. But typically, with this energy of the square, square from Mars to the Sun, Mercury and Jupiter, it's all about tempers. So short tempers, you know, it's like everyone got up on the wrong side of the bed at this time. And this is this week and through the end of the month. So it's like even the slightest provocations, people making mountains out of molehills, people are sort of going up against each other. There's like a level of annoyance or even aggression. People might be hot-headed with this energy and definitely competitive, because today we've got warrior Mars forming a challenging square to excessive Jupiter. So this is all part of this energy. And anytime I see Mars and Jupiter coming together in a tough aspect like a square, it's very much about competition. So any sort of competition. So it's like we're sort of jumping into things or jumping the gun before we're really thinking about what is going on, because just remember the energy of Jupiter in Sag with that Mercury retrograde in the Sun, we're not paying attention to any sort of detail at all. Mars in Pisces is definitely not detail oriented either. So there's sort of like there's no checks and balances with this energy for the rest of the month. It's very much about, well, what's, you know, let's just dive in. We're so enthusiastic. We're and impatient because, you know, Sagittarius is a fire sign. We're impatient and we're just going to get on with it and do it. So it's like, it's sort of like if you think about dashing over the line before the start bell even rings, which will only force everyone to go back and start all over again with that Mercury retrograde. So it's like we're pretty sure that we can, you know, run that extra mile, jump the extra hurdle, you know, make that stoplight while it's still orange. So think of this energy as like impulsive bursts that can lead to accidents and unwanted visits to the doctor. But, you know, on the other hand, it's like when we get knocked down, we'll just get up again and we'll just get on with it. So that's the optimism or the look at the bigger picture from this Sagittarius energy. So it's like, you know, we're being impulsively adventurous, maybe thoughtlessly hasty or rebelliously risk-taking. How about that? With this energy of Sun, Mercury, Jupiter forming a square to Mars. So maybe another way of saying it is like our confidence might be misplaced. That might be a better way of thinking about it. So, you know, anyway, it's a very, there's a lot of energy going on at the moment with this square from or to Mars, to the Sun, Mercury and Jupiter in Sagittarius. Just another thing as well is with this energy, it's about a lot of us might be sort of risking sort of temptation, or we're willing to take a risk or a gamble or to speculate at this time. So just be aware of that. You know, we might, because we're feeling so hopeful and optimistic, we're feeling a sense of luck, but just be very careful because of that square to Mars. It's like diving into something without really thinking through the detail. Also because of the involvement of Mercury retrograde, Mercury is a planet of communication, so people are saying things in haste because, you know, a lot of people are just simply short-tempered, so they want to fight or argue for the sake of arguing, raising our voices, misreading people's signals, you know, stomping off in anger. So it's like there is a bit of a stressful energy with this square, you know, from Mars, although it is a lot more subdued than what it might normally be because it's in Pisces. Now, there is a lot of impatience and premature action, people jumping to conclusion without all the facts with this sort of energy. So then on December 5th, we've got the Sun in Sagittarius forming a square to Neptune. Now, this is a series of, I was thinking of Jupiter square Neptune. So December 5th, Sun square Neptune, but I was going to say There's been a series of Jupiter-Neptune squares, but that's not coming up quite yet. So December 5th, we've got the Sun forming a square to Neptune. So with this, it's like, early December, there's a vague feeling of dissatisfaction and maybe spiritual angst. So our energy and motivation might be a little bit low. So mental tasks might leave us feeling a bit challenged or confused. But really, it's a very fleeting energy. It's only going to be a few days around December 5th. But this is the Sun in Sagittarius forming a challenging square to Neptune in Pisces. Again, if you're a mutable sign, Gemini, Virgo, Sag, or Pisces, just take note of this day and this time where things might be feeling a little bit off. It's a great time, though, for any sort of creativity or brainstorming, taking a nap, or even, watching a movie. And then on December 20th, this is a really good, I've been writing a lot about this particular aspect. December 20th, we've got the Sun in Sagittarius forming a really great trine to Uranus in Aries. Now, this is fantastic news if you are a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and you're born at the end of the fire sign. So the end of Aries, the end of Leo, the end of Sagittarius. This is great news because, at this time, it's like there's a lot of brilliant flashes of insight, thinking outside the box, things that are cutting edge, forward thinking. It's sort of like good things come to us unexpectedly is one way of thinking about this energy. So it's like there'll be a lot of really good creative intellectual processes in group settings around December 20th, flashes of inspiration and new solutions to old problems. And December 20th will be, finally, Mercury will be direct, so we don't have to worry about the whole dreaded Mercury retrograde and being caught up with, redoing things that had previously happened. So it's like December 20th with the Sun forming a trine to Uranus, the planet of the unexpected, it's a good time for like ideas or inventions and innovations and perceptions and visionaries will sort of take center stage at this time. And it's also a good time for sort of anything scientific or technologically related. So that's what we can all expect while the Sun is in Sagittarius from November 22nd through December 21st. Now, what does it mean to be a Sagittarius? Now, if you are fortunate enough to have a Sagittarian in your life, you will know how lucky you are because Sagittarius is always the adventurer. And so it's sort of like how they view their life is like a long ribbon of highway ready to be traveled upon and explored. So it's like with a Sagittarius, who knows where the road leads or what side trips you may be tempted to make along the way. But the important thing is that for a Sagittarius, you're always participating, always moving along from one new experience to the next, always striving to learn and to grow and to have an ever-increasing understanding of the world in which you live. So for Sagittarius, travel far and near is highly recommended. Immediate experience is best, but secondary experiences are pretty valuable as well. Things like books and movies and conversations with people from, different cultures and faraway places. This is what really gets a Sagittarian going. So it's like, Sagittarius is always looking at the bigger picture or chasing down the truth. So Sagittarius really does have an outlook that's universal, and with a very broad approach. And so if Sagittarius really can satiate their intellectual curiosity by pursuing education beyond the required levels, that's really what gets the blood flowing. So, knowledge is power. And Sagittarius really does need a lot of personal freedom as well. Sagittarians are very spirited, generous, fun-loving. Naturally they have lots of friends, people are drawn to them. And of course, I always say Sagittarius is the life of the party. Now, if you have Moon in Sagittarius, So, you know, your responses or your emotional responses to situations will be philosophical. So it's like, you know, people with Moon in Sagittarius attempt to see things from an overall point of view. You know, maybe like a conceptual landscape rather than focusing on the minutiae of getting caught up in emotions and feelings. All right, on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking all about Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the ninth sign of the zodiac. And the sun will be in Sagittarius from November 22nd through December 21st. And just before the break, I was talking about what it means to be a Sagittarius and if you are fortunate enough to have a Sagittarian in your life. And Sagittarius, through the planets, if you had, Sun in Sagittarius, Moon in Sagittarius, if you have Mercury in Sagittarius, you might find that you have an insatiably curious mind, one that wanders far and wide to get the input you need to keep building your world view. So anybody that has Mercury in Sagittarius, knowledge of any type will appeal to you, particularly broad-based information that isn't loaded with facts and figures, because remember, Sagittarius doesn't like detail. So Sagittarius, you know, Mercury in Sagittarius is more about abstract type of thinking, not getting bogged down in too much minutia. So that's Mercury in Sagittarius. you know, with the universal outlook. And of course, travel and learning really are the key words for Sagittarius. If you have Venus in Sagittarius, Venus is the planet of love. And so, you know, your love of life, freedom of spirit and sense of adventure make you really popular and desirable to be around. So usually you're a very social person, know lots of people, always out and about. You don't like to be tied down. You know, one-on-one relationship might be a little bit difficult. But once you're in a relationship, your need for freedom will continue. So it's important for someone that has Venus in Sagittarius to choose a partner who isn't threatened by your array of friends and acquaintances, because you like a variety of people. So it's important that you're able to get out and about, not be sort of bogged down. So Mars in Sagittarius is someone who is very much adventurous and peppy, can't sit still for long, probably a very athletic type of person because you have a lot of energy and enjoy exercise and sports, competitive sports especially. And so your feet may carry you far around the globe because you love to travel and explore really get in there with the experiences from far away cultures. And, of course, personal freedom is a must for anyone that has Mars in Sagittarius. Independence is paramount to someone with this placement. Jupiter in Sagittarius. So if you are lucky enough to have Jupiter in Sagittarius, Jupiter is currently in Sagittarius. If you were born at the time when Jupiter was in Sagittarius, you are definitely a seeker and someone who strives to find the divine in everyday life. And so you might be naturally drawn to subjects like religion and education, theory, philosophy, those sort of things. And you're probably very open-minded and inquisitive. And so always looking for the truth in whatever that might be. But on the flip side, there could be some self-righteousness there. And maybe a condescending attitude to those mere mortals who don't really get or see what you see from that higher point of view where you may be, but definitely a traveler and a seeker and a searcher. Saturn in Sagittarius is a different story because Saturn is the planet of karma. And so with Saturn in Sagittarius, there's karma for you around any sort of religious or spiritual types of experiences. You might find in your life there's a crisis of faith. You might find that you have a fear of losing yourself in something much bigger than you are. You might actually in your lifetime lose yourself to some sort of spiritual pursuit. But it's like, you know, with Saturn in Sagittarius, you're serious about wanting to understand connecting principles and the bigger picture. But sometimes your view might be limited and maybe a bit too structured. So Saturn and Sagittarius don't really go that well together. But, you know, in some way you may have an ability to organize and present complex information. So that's a good use of that type of energy. Uranus in Sagittarius. Uranus is a planet of rebellion and the unexpected. It's a generational influence. So it's like everyone born within a 7-year period has this influence. And so this is about revolutionizing areas such as religion, faith, travel, and education. And then Neptune in Sagittarius is another generational planet that spends 14 years in each sign. And so people born around that time, around the 70s and early 80s, it's definitely these groups of people will be very idealistic about religion or philosophy, education and travel. Be careful, though, about deception or false illusions regarding these areas as well. And finally, Pluto in Sagittarius, that came about in the 90s and the early 2000s. Another generational planet. The outer planets are all, the three of them are generational. And so Pluto in Sagittarius, very interesting because Pluto is all about power. And so It's like people at this time, again, it's areas of religion, faith, philosophy, education, world travel. There's going to be like a dramatic change or transformation with these areas, or also religious views. Oh, and finally, the North Node in Sagittarius. I thought I might throw that in as well. North Node is the path that we travel, the path that we're on, the future we face. And so North Node in Sagittarius, you know, you have to take the South Node into consideration as well. So the South Node would be in Gemini. And this is all about maybe depending too heavily on the power of your intellect and making decisions based on facts and figures rather than sort of like, you know, look, going to abstract types of thoughts. You know, maybe with North Node in Sag, you look too much for the details instead of, you know, going to the bigger picture. Now, Sagittarius, this show is dedicated to Sagittarius and everything about Sagittarius. The ruler of Sagittarius is Jupiter. Now, Jupiter just moved into Sagittarius, let me see here, November 8th. And so for the next 13 months, we will be experiencing Jupiter in Sagittarius. Now, Jupiter is the ruler of Sagittarius. It's referred to as the planet of luck because it brings opportunities and advantages to all of us. And Jupiter can bring opportunities in certain areas such as relationships and finance and so on. But really, you know, Jupiter is about, as Sagittarius is about learning and intellectual pursuits, spirituality, and, you know, in short, it's the expansion of the soul. So Jupiter looks for deeper meaning to things and higher levels of understanding in the universe. So Jupiter really is all about moving beyond the mundane. It's at a higher level. And so, you know, it's sort of like keeping a sense of humility or restraint when Jupiter in Sagittarius is around is going to be next to impossible. So it's you know, on the flip side, it rules excessive behavior. So in other words, if you're the type to party now and pay later, you'll have a great time until the credit card bill comes due. That's one way to think about the shadow or the flip side of Jupiter in Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius is a fire sign, and so the other fire signs are Aries and Leo. And so with the fire signs, there's a lot of vitality from this element. And we find that the fire signs will outshine the rest of the other signs. So for the fire signs, everything is immediate and intense. Fire sign people want to act fast on their impulses, and they typically feed off excitement and adventure. And they lead pretty interesting lives, really, as a result. And it's rare to find a fire sign that doesn't live on the edge, at least some of the time. And so because fire signs, they're hot-blooded, but just remember that fire burns bright, but it can burn out just as fast. So that's what typically happens with fire sign people. And Sagittarius is a mutable sign, so it's very much about go with the flow. The other mutable signs are Gemini, Virgo, and Pisces. So it's very flexible and go with the flow and can change at a moment's notice. Now for Sagittarius compatibility, Sagittarius and Aries, this is a great match. You two make a really good team. That's because you have twin fiery natures and you're always on the go. And that is your strong point as a couple. You're both very independent and understand each other's need for freedom. It's just as long as your expectations aren't too high for the long term, everything will work out perfectly. Sagittarius and Taurus, you're very different. Taurus wants stability and security, while Sagittarius wants freedom and independence. Taurus is concerned with making their home a comfortable haven, while Sagittarius considers the wide, weird world to be home. You do make an interesting combination, and you could learn a lot from each other, but what's learning got to do with love? Maybe friendship might be better for Taurus and Sag. Sagittarius and Gemini, of course, the rule of compatibility in astrology is opposites attract. So you two have such a great, fun-loving connection. You have sunny, optimistic natures, and neither of you likes to waste time wallowing in boredom or depression. So Gemini, your trickster nature does appeal to Sagittarius's sense of fun and adventure. And so your relationship is characterized by activity, excitement, and getting out into the world and trying new experiences. And so with you two on the same team, anything and everything goes. Sagittarius and Cancer, you two don't have a lot in common. You're just so very different. And each needs something the other has a very hard time providing. So Cancer draws into its shell at the first sight of anything new or unfamiliar, while Sagittarius thrives on the new and unfamiliar. So the only way that this can work is if Sagittarius, you let Cancer be Cancer and don't try to drag this sensitive crab off into the middle of nowhere. And Cancer, you need to afford Sagittarius plenty of freedom. Sag and Leo, for you, of course, make another great team. You're both fire signs, optimistic. Oh, we're going to take a break, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking all about Sagittarius on tonight's show. Just before the break, I was talking about Sagittarius compatibility, and Sagittarius and Leo, you're both fire signs, which makes a great match because the elements, if you're of the same element, that's a really great start to compatibility. So you're both optimistic, impulsive, and probably egg each other onto new heights. And together you're always on the go and onto the next big adventure. You're both curious and could learn a thing or two from each other. But you do have fiery twin temperaments, so just watch that. Sagittarius and Virgo, Well, when you two work together, utilizing your strengths, you can really make things happen. But the hard part is learning how to cooperate without stepping all over each other's toes and feelings. You are very different. Virgo does pay close attention to the details while Sagittarius is flying high above the forest. So Virgo is frugal, reserved, grounded in practicality, while Sagittarius is an idealistic dreamer who sees no reason to curtail any urge whatsoever. Sagittarius and Libra, you two really get on. You can keep up with each other. You probably both have lots of friends, and you probably both love living in the midst of a beehive of social activity. Sagittarius is freedom loving to the core. So you might find Libra a little bit too clingy, but you're both very good humoured, carefree types. So there shouldn't be any real problems there. Sagittarius and Scorpio, you are very different. You may forge a friendship as you both love adventurous, courageous souls, and you love the intensity of experience, but in very different ways. Scorpio is a lover at heart, seeking connection and security, while Sagittarius is an explorer who seeks nothing so much as freedom and knowledge. But Sag, you may unintentionally provoke Scorpio's passionate and jealous nature, so just be careful of that. Sagittarius and Sagittarius, huh? So two Sagittarians together would be a completely wild ride. You'd probably be really great buddies first and foremost. Same idea of what's fun, friends, action, adventure, always trying new things, being on the go. Your relationship's probably really flexible and informal, and you both love it that way. And you both need freedom, and you understand that quality in one another. So if you do create a deep and lasting bond, it's likely to be pretty exciting. Sagittarius and Capricorn, if you two are able to form a relationship, it will have to be based on appreciating the many differences between you. You're pretty opposite in nature. Sagittarius is unconventional, undisciplined, and thrives on freedom and risk-taking, whereas Capricorn's conservative, highly disciplined, and values security. So you do quite well in business together. Sagittarius, Aquarius, great match. You two make great friends, travel companions. The foundation of your relationship is your twin philosophical natures, and you both love to explore an idea or a city or a relationship to its outer limits. You both thirst for knowledge, experience, and freedom, and together you can find all of these things. It won't be very touchy-feely, but that'll work for both of you. And finally, Sag and Pisces, you two have a lot of similarities, but your ideas and ideals will either match up or they'll be poles apart, one or the other. Part of the problem here is that you both change your mind so often. You're both mutable signs, and especially Pisces, you can be indecisive and changeable and tend to just go with the flow. That quality does work really well with Sagittarius, who's always charging off to one adventure or another. But Pisces can be a little bit sensitive and sad. You may find yourself hurting Pisces' feelings without even meaning to. Next up this week, we have the full moon in Gemini. That's happening at nearly 1 degree. That's happening on Thursday, same day that the sun moves into Sagittarius. So this is an interesting energy because it's the very, very beginning of Gemini, opposite all that Sagittarian energy. So not just the moon opposite the sun, but we've got the moon opposite Mercury retrograde and Jupiter. And, of course, the square from Mars. So basically we have a T-square going on this week with the full moon, which means challenges when it comes to what somebody says and trying not to take it too personally or getting our feelings ruffled. So with the Gemini full moon, it's all about words, words, and words. So it's like there's going to be a lot of chit-chat, a lot of mixing and mingling with other people. But, you know, there's communication is really going to be key. It might be difficult because of this Mercury retrograde, but many of us are going to be very talkative, very social, full of wit and charm, regardless of the tough aspect or the tough square, T-square from Mars. And so it's like it's going to be important that we spend time in the company of others. A lot of us will have a lot of opinions with the Sagittarian energy going on. And independence, will be very important at this time. Scheduling activities with friends instead of romantic partners is a better use of this energy. But it really is about getting out and about and connecting with other people. And I also mentioned on Saturday we have nebulous Neptune in Pisces turning direct at 13 degrees of Pisces. It has been retrograde since June 18th. So it's really not a big deal unless it is on one of your natal planets. Anytime an outer planet, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, changes direction, either turns retrograde or turns direct. It's not typically a big deal unless it is on one of your natal planets. So if you have any planet at 13 degrees, especially a mutable planet, Gemini, Virgo, Sag, or Pisces, then this is relevant to you. So Neptune turning direct, it's related to creativity, spiritual life. And so any area in your life, you might be feeling inspired with Neptune turning direct. It's important to pay attention to your dreams at this time. They might be very vivid. So that's Neptune turning direct at 13 degrees Pisces. And now if I can squeeze it in for your weekly horoscope, if you're an Aries, you may feel cross with yourself over wasted opportunities or ideals you have dropped since real life got in the way. But cut yourself some slack this week. If you're a Taurus, arguments over money or time are likely, especially among friends, but you can diffuse most of the tension by admitting to your own mistakes and forgiving those who have caused you problems. If you're a Gemini, your working life is a source of tension between you and your sweetheart. That seek a compromise, but most of all, help your lover find ways to cope with your baggage. If you're a Cancer, difficulties at work arise because you don't have the necessary training, so ask for it. Speak up and be proactive about what you need. If you're a Leo, jealousy and fits of petulance are quite likely from you as well as others. You can avoid the worst of this by using that well-honed sense of humour of yours. Virgo, if relations between your blood family and your partner aren't great, figure out a way to help them get better. You love both sides of this conflict, so diffusing the tension is top of your agenda. It can be done, so think creatively. Libra, with so much on your plate, it's hard to find time to take proper care of yourself. The result could be exhaustion. You must get some rest. Scorpio, get expert advice on financial matters. You are surprisingly vulnerable in this area, so don't be taken in by con artists. Sagittarius, you may not get much support from your extended family, especially over a personal problem, but you are truly blessed by your loved ones and know that Jupiter will help you with this. Capricorn, you sense that a spiritual connection is being lost in the hubbub of daily life. So it's time to take things slowly and slow down, meditate or connect with nature. Aquarius, some friendships or group activities are taking up way too much of your time for little return in terms of happiness. Maybe it's time to walk away from some of this, but don't feel guilty. It's your time. So you can fill it with whatever you choose. And finally, Pisces. If your career isn't going where you thought it would, or if it has, but you don't like the view now, think about a change of direction. You know, it's never too late. What would really make you want to get up in the morning? Think about it and maybe pursue that instead. So that's it. That's your weekly horoscope. There's a lot going on this week with the sun moving into Sagittarius. And also we've got the Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, and then it will continue its retrograde through December 6th. But December 1st, Mercury will retrograde into Scorpio. The past 6 weeks we've had love planet Venus retrograde, and then on last Friday it finally turned direct at 25 degrees Libra. So that's good news for the cardinal signs. Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn, especially if you're bored towards the end of those signs, you'll find that love and money can start to move forward again. And then, of course, next week we've got the Sun, Mercury retrograde and Jupiter all together in something called a stellium in Sagittarius, the early degrees of Sagittarius. This is great news for the fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, or if you have any planets in fire signs at the earlier degrees, this is really wonderful news. But be careful because of this square from Mars in Pisces with competition. So that's it from me. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and this is The Astrology Show.